Set the table up right here.
Sir, I'm going to ask you very, I'm going to ask you very politely to set your display right here.
I'm going to go right to the manager seamless. Got a problem with that? Call your boss.
That's John Porgel and a Department of Management Services official disagreeing about the placement of the Satanic Temple's holiday display. Temple members have been waiting a long time for this day. Their diorama depicting Lucifer falling into hell was denied a place in the Capitol Rotunda last December, and Temple members believe it would have been denied again this year if not for the intervention of lawyers with Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Florida Prayer Network President Pam Olson, the woman in charge of the nativity scene taken down Monday morning, admits the temple has a right to be there, but she doesn't like its message.
I'm sad in the fact that I don't think that does anything to bring hope and peace and joy to a country that needs the message of hope and peace and love right now that the Prince of Peace brings. So I'm sad by that, but it's his right.
Olson believes her network's nativity spreads that message, but temple members just see religion encroaching on government. And Porgel says they'd be willing to remove their display, so long as the nativity stayed out of the rotunda too.
If we said that basically, if all these displays go away, ours will go away as well. And if the nativity scene never came in here in the first place, we would not have done this.
So far as where to set up, Porgel says his group just wants equal treatment.
That's good. I'm not going to fight with him again this morning. This is the place it needs to be, front and center, just like the nativity scene. So it's where it needs to be.
And if officials come and move the display?
I'll come in here and move it back. I promise you that.
The temple's diorama will be up for 7 days, but it won't be accessible for the majority of that span. With the Capitol closing for weekends and holidays, visitors will only be able to see it for 3 of the 7 days. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.